Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
What was the name of the only person allowed to complain?
That is hilarious.
I would love that job.
These are such funny names, too. Welcome to Saints Unscripted. This is going to be a super fun episode, just the two of us. What we're doing is we're taking a pioneer quiz. So I guess what we're going to do is we're going to read the question, and we're just going to answer them to the best we can. And then we'll see how close we were, which we might not be close at all.
But the games begin.
Okay, the first question is, what was the number one killer along the plains? Was it cholera, hypothermia, starvation, or diphtheria? I'm going to be honest, I hardly even know what those are. I obviously know what starvation
is. And I want to say starvation. I don't know what diphtheria is. Is that from drinking bad water? I'm just going to say diphtheria, but
I'm just going to go starvation, because that makes the most sense, I think.
Cholera.
Hey, okay. That was going to be my next one.
What's cholera again?
What is that?
Wow, I feel so lame.
I don't know what any of these are.
Okay, how many pioneers were under the age of 20? Probably a lot. 10%, 25%, 45%, or 60%?
That's a good question.
I think it's 45%.
I'm going to go 45 as well.
Well, actually,
I think either 25 or 45.
If people have, a lot of kids, though, if you have, two adults and, four kids, mm-hmm. could it be 60%?
I'm going to go with 45 because
I'll guess 45.
It feels like it would be on the upper end.
Yeah. Got it.
Yay! 45! Yay! Awesome. Oh, I'm sorry. Next one. Which of these unusual foods did the Mormon settlers eat? Sauerkraut? Quiche? Oysters? Or all of the above?
I'm going to go with quiche.
So what exactly is quiche again? I thought it was
an egg
cheese.
Pie. So you get a pie tin and then you fill it with cheese and eggs, and sometimes there's a crust.
Okay, now that I know what it is, I'm going to also go with quiche.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was something way different.
All of the above.
Ah, man.
I wonder if sauerkraut...
Well, you know what? I'm sure a lot of people brought sauerkraut from Europe.
I'm the most confused about oysters.
Yeah.
How would you...
Maybe the oysters gave them all cholera.
That's probably what it was.
What is the common label for a street down which pioneers walked following mob oppression, forcing them to leave a city they had built? Street of Tears, Trail of Hope, Pioneer Trail, or Trail of Sorrow?
My gut kind of wants to go with Trail of Hope for some reason.
I think Trail of Hope does sound right. I feel like I should know this because I went to Nauvoo. Don't they talk about that there? But let's go with Trail of Hope. I'll go with Trail of Hope.
I'm going to go with Trail of Hope.
You got it.
Yes!
Let's go.
Oh, this is a sad one. I don't either. True or false? Babies were more likely to die on the trail to Zion than they were staying put in their place of birth. That seems like one of those questions that tries to get you. You know, you would think, oh yeah, probably on the trail, but it might be in their place of birth. I don't know which one to pick for that one.
I feel like we should just say false just to be not fooled.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it false?
It's false.
Oh, really?
In 1850, the infant mortality rate was above 15%. On the plains, it was 9%.
Wow.
I wonder why.
Maybe less people to, transfer sickness or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. If you're not, in a closed town, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's really interesting.
How long is the Mormon Trail usually considered to be? 850 miles, 1,000 miles, 1,300 miles, or 1,500 miles?
I feel like I want to go the higher end. I feel like I need to go the highest number.
Okay. I'll do 13.
I'm going to do 15.
13.
But that was just, I knew nothing.
What animal on the trail east of the Rocky Mountains was so numerous that pioneers had to send advance parties ahead to clear the trail so teams could pass? Was it bison herds, prairie dogs, rattlesnakes, or deer? Oh, maybe deer?
But why would you need to clear a path of deer, though?
Wouldn't they
just run away from you?
Typically.
And same with bison herds might be likely.
That's probably true. I feel like I want to go with rattlesnakes because of the movie 17 Miracles, you know?
Yeah.
Those two girls had to go across the rattlesnake.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's just a lot of rattlesnakes in this area in the Rocky Mountains, so rattlesnakes.
We're going to
bison herds.
Oh, man. Wow. I mean, how do you move a herd of bison, you know? Like, that's, those are big
maybe
animals.
You get your dogs and kind of like you would with
something
cattle.
Like that. The first Mormon pioneers to arrive in Salt Lake Valley were Orson Pratt and Erastus Snow, who came as part of the scouting party. They arrived on July 24th. True or false?
I don't think they arrived on July 24th. I don't think they
did. You don't think
so? No. I think they made July 24th important for some reason, but I don't think it was that they arrived that day.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with false.
I will go with true just for the heck of it, because then one of us can be right. Which one is it?
False.
Nice.
So yeah, we have arrived on the 24th, but these guys arrived on the 21st.
These guys were the first ones.
Oh, so... Oh, okay. The pioneers were entirely alone along the Mormon Trail. True or false? False.
I want to say false.
I think false.
Yeah.
Because weren't there a bunch of people going over to California? Maybe?
I think so.
You've got the natives.
I don't know.
I mean, they probably didn't take the trails.
I don't know the specifics, but I feel like there's got to be other people out there, you know? Like,
yeah.
They couldn't have been alone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go false.
West expansion.
Yeah, false.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. While the pioneers demonstrated an admirable attitude, they weren't free from complaining. To cut down on it, Brigham Young jokingly appointed someone who was the only one in camp with the legal authority to complain about the conditions. What was the name of the only person allowed to complain?
That is hilarious.
I would love that job.
These are such funny names, too.
The Whaler and Whiner, the Chief Grumbler, the Master Complainer, and the Master Mumbler.
Mumbler!
I kind of want to go with the Chief Grumbler.
And I'll go with the Whaler and Whiner.
Okay.
The Chief Grumbler.
Yeah! Nice!
Nice. I'm so glad, because that was such a good one.
Well, that was fun. That was fun. Let us know in the comments how you guys did, if you took it alongside us. I want to know how much you guys know.
Love you all. Like, subscribe, comment, please.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube or shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.